Hello, my name is Julie Westberg, and I go to Coramdale Academy of Flower Mound. I'm standing here in this light, but I once lived in darkness. My addiction to masturbation started at a young age before I even knew what I was doing or that it was wrong. I thought it wasn't a huge deal. No one knew. No one needed to know. Years passed, and it continued to go on. My mom gave me the passport to purity talk in middle school, which taught me that it was wrong, but I didn't understand why. It was so bad. I didn't tell her what I was doing. Then I began to be able to watch movies that were above the PG rating. I saw sexual scenes in these movies, and I often got pleasure from them. I wanted more, though. I always wanted more. I searched for pleasure in pornography. This went on for a few years. With this, I felt so much shame. I felt disgusting and like a worthless person. This shame caused me to feel like I couldn't tell anyone, so I didn't, until last summer at Pine Cove when I hit my breaking point. We had a reflection night where we were told to go out around camp and just reflect on life, on God. I wrote a prayer, and I want y'all to hear it today. Okay. Well, I need to get this off my chest because it's been haunting me for so long. God, I'm sorry. I've been sexually impure. I've looked at and done stuff I'm not proud of. I don't know why, and I cannot justify it, but I want it to stop. It has corrupted my view of sex and kept me from drawing closer to you, Lord. Please help me and do what is necessary. I didn't tell anyone that night. The next day, surprise, surprise, God works. They gave a talk about sexual purity. They specifically said, when we go out seeking satisfaction from anything other than God, it's like drinking salt water from the Dead Sea. Salt water can look like living water, but has completely different consequences. I came clean to my cabin. I was in tears and I felt so much shame, but you know what? They still loved me. They came alongside me to talk with me and discover how I can break this habit when I get home. Another girl in the cabin even came up to me and told me she was struggling with the same thing, but found it too hard to talk about and was inspired by me and what I was scared to talk about. God works in amazing ways, y'all. I came home. I told my Bible study, and guess what? Yet again, God works. This time, four girls came up to me telling me they had the same struggle. One of these girls has become my best friend, and we hold each other accountable. I then told my small group and my mom. I thought I would be met with rebuke and rejection, but instead what I experienced was just love, pure love. They wanted to come alongside me and help me. I was so afraid to speak about my struggles to anyone because of lies of shame that the devil had placed on my heart. Talking to people about your struggles, I believe, is the best way to overcome them. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 states that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him, and a threefold is not quickly broken. I could not have done this alone. I needed all the people that God placed in my life to overcome this. I'm a very emotional person. I always have been. And I often let my emotions run the show in my life, as you can see in my struggle with lust and shame. But what I have learned is that emotions are a very real thing, but they cannot always be trusted to lead us in the right direction. Only God can. After stopping my sexual sin, I truly saw how damaging it was to my life. It perverted my view of sex, at which God desired to be good and a blessing and not shameful. It drew my mind away from God because I couldn't help but thinking about the things that I saw. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." This means that whatever we put into our heart is going to flow from it. So I encourage y'all to put not only the truly satisfying thing, God, in your heart, and true love is going to flow from that. For God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, If we claim to have fellowship with him, but walk in the darkness, we do not lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John 1:5 through 7. I once lived in the darkness of porn, lust, and shame, but God's light has flooded into my life. If you have lived or are currently living in the darkness of porn, lust, or shame, and if you have experienced or want to experience God's light, let's light up the darkness together. Shine your light with me now.